Professor! Professor! What are you doing way out here wandering through the snow? My home is a mile that way. Oh dear. Oh dear. You're freezing, Professor. I'm going to take you back to my cabin, but you're already so cold. I'm going to have to open our coats and hold you against me while I carry you, okay? Just hang on tightly to my fur. I'll get you by the hearth fire in no time. Whew, that is a powerful wind. Get in here quick so I can button back up. There you are. Snuggle in. That's it. Oh! Careful there. No. That's all right. Your hands are just cold. Try deeper where my fur is instead. There. Skin on skin will do you better than that frozen coat you were wearing. I can make my body flush with heat, so just bundle up inside my coat. There you go. You'll be okay. I've got you. Now, let's get going. Professor! Professor! Oh, good. You're awake. You had me so worried for a moment. I thought you'd gotten hypothermia, but I guess you just got too comfortable in my coat. Well, that's fair. I am pretty cozy. I hope you don't mind. Your clothes were soaked through with the melting ice, so I took those off of you. Don't worry. I kept you in my coat and just pulled them off and out the bottom, so I didn't see anything. But just so you know, not to go running around the cabin until your clothes are dry. Despite the circumstances, I am a modest woman. So, how are you feeling? Oh? Oh dear. You're still shivering. Let me feel your hands. Like icicles. Well, I could flush myself with heat again. But I've already got myself much warmer than I should have. You've read about white horns overheating themselves, right? But you're so cold, and the way your body is quivering against mine is already... Oh, your health is more important. After all, here, I'm going to hold you tightly against me and flush my body with heat again to get you back in order. I'll just... Go roll around in the snow afterwards, or something. Come here. So much warmth. You feel that? It's nice, right? How do I do it? You know, I've never really thought about it much before. I guess I just... vibrate all over, and my body knows how to, well, you know, distribute the heat. No, I'm okay. I just need to open my coat a little, now that you've stopped shivering. Stay close, though. Stay close to me. You're still not warm enough. Not yet, at least. That's a bit better. What's that, Professor? My breasts? Oh goodness, I'm so sorry. You've been squished between them so long, I kind of forgot that I wasn't wearing a bra. It just felt natural to have you, you know, trapped in them. Oh dear. Professor... I don't think I'm cooling off enough. This heat is making me so... excuse me. I need to go roll in the snow. I'll be right back. It's not working. Here I am, bare-chested and covered in snow, and I'm still so warm. The snow is already melting off of my skin, dripping off my nipples, and you, you're completely naked. Professor, I need your help with something. This heat, I've built up too much, and I've heard you're the first human professor for the academy, because you understand the lust of monster girls. Please, Professor, please. I can take care of it myself if I have to, but I live in this cabin all alone. And sometimes I really crave some contact. Here, let me show you. Doesn't that feel nice? Your cock in my warm hand. It's getting so stiff. Don't you want to see what I have to offer? Yes, share my heat. Kiss me. Oh, yes, more. Your lips, your tongue dancing across mine. Professor, will you stroke me while we kiss? Oh, yes, oh, that's very good, just like that. You have such a gentle touch, Professor. Running your hand through my hair as you stroke my neck and my ears. Oh, it's giving me chills, and yet so much more heat. Is the snow cold to you? With all the heat pouring off of me, my breasts pushing into you, and the snow melting, dripping between our bodies. My skin is all wet and slippery. Would you like it if I slide my body up and down against yours while I stroke your hard cock? Yeah? Is that good? I could give you a massage this way. Breasts are the core of a white horn's heat, and I have a lot of heat in store. What? Even with this icy water all over them, getting you all wet and slick, slipping your body between my tits like a human-sized dildo. That ice water is collecting on my nipples. Lick it off for me, please, won't you? Oh, Professor, your mouth feels so good. The way your tongue is flicking my nipples, I can barely stand it. Oh, I love it. I love it. My tits. Oh my god. Your mouth on my tits. Oh, you're licking up all the snow. Every last drop. I need it. I need your cock in my mouth. Please, lean back. Please, keep playing with my tits while I suck you. Please. Mm-hmm. I can feel your heat, Professor. Do you always get this hard? It's like a hot iron dripping with pre-cum. It's making me even hotter. I don't know if I can keep this up. Please. Please shove it all the way inside my mouth. Take hold of my hair. Make me swallow your cock. Not yet, Professor. Not yet. I need you to satisfy me first. I need to feel that fire deep inside of me. I need you to quench the flames. Will you? Will you do the honors of untying my caparison? I don't often show the cervine part of my body to suitors, but you're different. I think. Right. You won't be judgmental of my hooves, or my tail, or my pussy. There we are. Oh, well, here I am, Professor. If you've changed your mind, I would understand. The woodsmen around this area are kind enough, but they are disgusted by my body. It's part of why I started to learn to make my own clothes. I need to cover myself more. Really? I don't turn you off. The opposite. You desire me? Oh, that sends such a heat through my body. I can't think anymore. Grab my haunches and just hold that beautiful, stiff cock for me. I must have you inside of me. I must have you now. That's it. Professor, your cock, it's even thicker than it appeared. I've never felt so full or hot. Please, please, take me. Make me yours, please. You fuck me so good. Would you like to watch while you fuck me? Would you like to watch me suck my own tits? I want to give you a good show. Why you feel me? And I could just lift my nipple up to my lips. Oh God, I'm still so sensitive. I want to suck myself. Will you make me come? Please. I'm getting so close. Please, grab my ass. Look me harder, Professor. Spank me. Spank me. Oh, yes, more. More. Please, more. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Are you going to come? I need to come. Yes. Yes, I can feel it. Yes, you are. I can feel you swelling up inside of me. I can feel you're about to burst. Pull my tail. Bury yourself inside me. Come. Come with me. Come. 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 Fuck like that in such a long time. I can feel my heat leaving me finally. And I can feel all that cum you fucked into me dripping out. Oh, I hope you can help me with my studies sometimes, Professor. I'd like that. I'd like that a lot. When did it get so chilly in here? Have a seat. I'll throw some wood on the hearth fire and get some tea brewing.